guilty and the ghostly. I've been so bad, I see a skin in here and voices. I can't believe it's me. The guilty and the ghostly.
Talk to me like you love me, sir.
Love you long time. $5 love you long time.
Immediately canceled. We're not even 5 seconds in.
It's a movie quote. Oh. I don't know that you can get canceled for movie quotes, Ken.
Oh, buddy.
Bro, Robert Downey Jr. did entire blackface for a movie, okay?
You're not him.
I'm not him. No. And he did a great job in that movie.
I'm going to have to add this to the end. You already cussed. You're not supposed to cuss within like the first 2 minutes. Flags you on YouTube.
Well, I already got us canceled again.
Way to frickin' go.
That's a cuss word too.
I said frickin'.
Still a cuss word.
So we got a new setup. Finally went and picked up the desk that I've been trying to go get for weeks. Thanks, Tamara. Thanks, Eric.
Weeks?
Months. Bro, it's been a long time.
I was going to say. It's been since, like, the winter.
Yeah. In Texas, that's 2 days ago.
No, it was just a little bit chilly 2 days ago.
It's cold enough. But we got a new setup. We got a bigger screen. We can see a little bit better. It's a little bit more forever.
Girl, that screen is way bigger than the other one.
It's 100% bigger. And so when we record with Remember That on Thursdays, we'll be able to see them.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll be able to see us when we're home, because we recorded last week and we had a softball game that we had to go to.
Yep.
And it was great at the beginning. It was nice and sunny outside. You could see us perfectly. And we put up like one of those backgrounds so you couldn't see our car because we were recording in the car. As it got darker, I guess because of the background, it just blurred us out by the end. So they were just talking to our background. And every once in a while, you'll just see something move. It looked like demons in the recording.
Yeah, it was funny. As the sun went away, our silhouettes just kind of faded with it.
It was kind of creepy.
Yeah.
But so go listen to that since we brought it up, since we're here.
Yeah, and if you guys are a fan of the movie Descent, go check it out.
Go check it out. So that's one of our favorites. We've watched it for years. And
yeah,
that's always
been a great movie.
One of our favorites. And Josh, so they spin a wheel. So everybody brings a movie that they want to cover and they spin a wheel. Whatever it lands on for that week, that's what we cover. And Josh got the first pick this month. So we did The Descent. We're doing another one next week, which happened to land on Josh's again. So it'll be fun. But yeah, definitely check out The Descent if you haven't seen it. It's really good. I think we had fun breaking it down. We were missing a few, but Cade, Corky, you and me, we went through it. Mm-hmm. We talked about it.
Yeah, it was a pretty fun discussion.
Pretty good. You can see us morph into demons.
Yeah. So anyway, I looked into the KitKat thing, and I don't really have any updates on that.
I do.
Oh, yeah, what? Did you find some and eat some?
Yeah. It was delicious. It wasn't Formula One, though.
Yeah, I couldn't find the Formula One ones.
Yeah. Because they're missing.
Whoever took them.
They're gone.
Yeah.
They're still good.
And now I did see that they've actually seen, like, in the footage that they found that the people that stole it were actually dressed up as police officers. But that's the only thing that I've seen that's changed.
Well, that's more than what I found the other day.
So. Yeah. So they're coming up with more, just little tiny tidbits of information here and there. And I'm sure eventually they're going to figure out what happened or get pretty close to it.
Then what are we going to talk about?
Well, we'll have a conclusion. And then somebody else will do something stupid. You know, we'll find very some true. Crazy story about testing crazy things on some crazy something. Who knows?
Do you know what that just reminded me?
Aliens are real now, apparently.
Yeah, that's true. They dropped the drop
so we bodies. Can always start talking about that.
Very true. When you just went through that spill of somebody will do something crazy, whatever you just said.
Yeah.
Remember that time when I asked you what this movie was about? And you remember your response? Dead ass, guys. This man was watching a movie. It was kind of interesting. So I asked him, what's this movie about? With his whole chest, this man said, it's this movie about these people and they're trying to do something and defeat the something somewhere. That was it. That was it, literally what he said. And I was just sitting there like, wow, that really tells me a lot about this movie.
Sorry.
A little bit of the ADHD kicked in there because he can't talk and watch this movie at the same time.
Mm-mm.
So I just finished watching the movie with him, having no clue what was going on.
I have to be fully immersed.
It was ridiculous. Ridiculous. So, since that's the only crazy news you got, there was some crazy true crime news this week that we've seen. So, if you have not, we'll start with this. If you have not watched the Murdoch docuseries on Hulu, go watch it right now. It is so freaking good. I think her name's Patricia Arquette. I think that's who plays the mom.
Yes.
I love her. She does such a good job in anything that she plays. She did such a great job. I knew about the case before I watched it. Josh had no idea about the case before he watched it. But we both equally loved this show. Whether you know the story or not, it's based on true events. Insane story.
Yep. Yeah, and honestly, I like she said, I had no idea anything about that story. And watching the series, I mean, you would think that it was just like a super well-written docuseries, yeah. But didn't find out that most of the stuff that you see on there is actually like real, actual events that happened.
Yeah.
Other than, of course, you know, the dramatization that they have to do for TV, but oh my God.
Such a good show. We'll definitely be covering that case on the podcast soon. It is one that I really enjoy. Not enjoy, mm-hmm. That's not the right word, but one that I find highly interesting. We'll definitely cover it, but there's some...
We should cover that with Corky and his wife and...
And the spouse
yeah.
episode, yeah. We'll have to see how long, because that may be a multi-parter, because there is so much.
Yeah, but that'd be a fun one, because we could have multiple points of view on that particular thing.
Yeah, just like we did last week. Yeah. I think it went so well last week, because you had all six of us, all mm-hmm. of our six different point of views and input, and it went so well. I hope you guys enjoyed having them, because I know we did.
I really enjoyed it.
A lot of fun. We're definitely planning on doing another one, hopefully soon. But yeah, that might not be a bad one to do too.
Yeah, we could do things like that, because that one's definitely one that I'd like to sit down and break down with somebody.
Yeah, go through all of it.
It's something else.
Yeah. So we're definitely going to be covering it one way or another. Go watch the show. But in the headlines right now, Alec Murdoch's murder conviction has been overturned. He's still staying in jail because of all of his other crimes for now.
Financial stuff that he had issues with.
Yeah. So hopefully he stays there. But I guess he's going back to trial. I think it was the judge, if I'm not mistaken. I glanced at it. I should have looked at it closer. I think it was a judge, they're saying, manipulated some of the jurors, causing them to vote the way they did. Honestly, I think there's I just don't see him getting away with it, but it's happened before, so it's kind of scary.
Yeah.
But we'll keep an eye on it. Maybe we'll cover it before that comes out so you can kind of be prepared before the new trial, see what's going on. But that's definitely an interesting case.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely a case that I've gotten interested in, and I've never really been interested in any of that kind of stuff until I started doing this with you, you know?
Yeah.
I've really started to kind of find fun in it.
Fun?
Yeah. In a twisted way.
Which that show, Tori started watching it. She's the one that got me to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she came over. I was like, you got to watch this with me. So I started watching it. He was out of town for work in Ohio. So I was like, hey, you've got to watch this. So he finished watching whatever show he was watching because he was in Ohio for like 6 weeks or something like that.
No.
It sure felt like it.
3 weeks.
When you're here with three children, I was in a dick of it, okay? Dick of it. Anyways, he watched it in one sitting, the entire series. So good. So go watch it. That's our recommendation for the week.
It was like 8 episodes, and I sat down on a Saturday when I was just at the hotel, and I watched every single episode that day.
Yep.
It was so good.
Yep. So that's our recommendation for the week. We got the Kit Kat heist. True crime headlines. There's been a bunch of them. I think the little girl's name, Athena Strand, her murderer has been sentenced to death.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. Good riddance. Goodbye. I don't know if you've looked into that much. I honestly don't know if that's a case I will cover. It is very dark. It is very heartbreaking, vague details. FedEx driver pulls up to a house, kidnaps a little girl, and kills her.
Yeah, that's a rough one. And I understand what you're saying, but honestly, not necessarily because it's dark, but I think that there should be some light shed upon that. In a way of kind of bringing awareness.
Oh, I 100% agree with that. But I'd have to be in the right headspace. As a mother, I'd have to be in the right headspace.
Yeah, I can understand that.
So we'll see. TBD. I have not found a case that I'm just like, nope, I won't touch that yet. I'm not saying I won't find a case like that. The children's cases, again, they affect me a little bit differently, being a mother. But I do agree, they do need light shed on them, especially if it's unsolved. I think I'd be more apt to cover it if it's unsolved.
I get what you're saying, but pretty much any of these cases that we're covering are just disturbing.
Oh, yeah, they
and
are.
Sick and... That's kind of why we kind of do the other stories, too, because every now and then you kind of need a palate cleanser, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
Because some of this stuff is just so dark and so twisted. And mm-hmm. You go down these rabbit holes and you see the depraved things that people are actually capable of. It just makes you sit back and wonder who really is who they say they are.
Yeah, who? And to me, it's the why, which I don't think we'll ever get the answer to why. But it's like, to me, it's why and how can we prevent this? Is there something with mental health that needs, I mean, obviously our mental health system needs to be changed.
Yeah.
But I mean, is there something there that we could do to help prevent some of this? But yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'll cover that or not. He's been sentenced to death. I've avoided a lot of it. I know there's a video, an audio of it. I have not listened to it. I cannot listen to it right now. I'm not in the right mental space to do it.
I don't know that I want to hear that anyway.
I don't either. I couldn't imagine. Her mom was very strong, wore pink to that courtroom every day, dyed her hair pink just to represent her baby girl. And to me, that's just...
Good for her.
Pretty awesome.
Have I been past my 2 minutes yet?
Sure.
Good. Fuck him. Seriously.
Hopefully we are. Yeah, it looks like we're past our 2 minutes now.
Seriously. He can go straight to hell.
Yeah. Yeah. I to me, death penalty, there's a lot of gray area with a lot of cases, just because there are, it's not for sure. You know what I mean? Like, there is a chance that somebody's innocent. But for a case like this where they're guilty.
Yeah, like, there's absolute guilty, proof like that. No.
Send them. Do away. Goodbye.
Why are we paying for these people to
100%
to survive? I mean, they just, at that point, and I hate to say that because I don't feel that way about a lot of things, but that particular situation, not a fan.
Yep. So that's enough with that. I can't do that anymore. I'm glad you picked the story you did. So I have been researching like a crazy person. And so I have like 3 or 4 stories ready to go. So I kind of laid them all out. It's like, okay, we can do this one, or this one. And he picked spooky tonight. Well, spooky / history, I guess I should say. So that's what we're going to do. And I'm glad because I don't know I could handle a dark one tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I'm just not there.
I know why.
Well, oh, yeah. You're right. You probably right. You're right. It's not the right time of month to do that for me. Yeah. I'd be crying. You're right. But we had a great day. We took the day off. We got to go, what's it called? Roller skating.
Yeah, roller skating.
We went roller skating.
I mean, you did. I didn't even try.
Yeah. Josh didn't even
try. I'm too old for that shit.
Went roller skating with the kids. I tried to teach Nelly, but that was fun. And then we went to the park, and Jackson's class got to play at the park. And then I took a nap on the way home.
Yeah.
And then did a few other things.
I tried to, but the kids wouldn't let me.
Mm-hmm. They dime you out every time.
Yeah.
Every.
Supposedly, I can't nap and drive at the same time.
Who would have thought? We are back to our roots tonight. Even though we have to leave the house at 5:15 in the morning. Stella Rosa, Black Label, and our cute little mugs. Oh, you're using my Oogie Boogie cup. The cup's kind of hard to drink out of. Good luck.
A little bit. But I just figured that I'd kind of match you a little bit, you know?
Yeah. So these are the cups a couple of months ago. Tori got them from work on clearance. She got matching ones. I guess the other one. Oh, yeah. The other one's by my bed because I used it last night.
Yeah.
So my cute little ghosty cup. Thanks, Tori. Tori was going to come over tonight, too, until she found out that we had to leave by 5:15 in the morning. She said, yeah, I ain't messing with that. I know you got to go to bed. So she's going to come over later this week. So, all right. I think that's all we got. Other than, FrankenCon. So we didn't bring up FrankenCon. So the end of June, we are actually going to take another road trip with Guilty and the Guzzly. But it will also be for Remember That. So they are having FrankenCon in Alcoa, Tennessee.
Yep.
June 26th,
27th, and 28th.
And I think the day we are planning on being there is June 27th.
Saturday the 27th.
So we'll be there with Remember That. We'll have a booth. Come say hi to us. Come say hi to our guys. We're excited because this will be the first time that we've actually met the Remember That crew in person. We actually met Corky through doing his podcast, Panamural.
Wow. Here we go, folks.
Yeah, it's great. But we actually met him doing Paranormal War Room. And then we did a couple of collab episodes, and then we ended up on Remember That full-time now, and we built a pretty cool friendship with that group. I've enjoyed it. It's been a lot of fun. And then we got to meet their wives last week.
Yep.
So.
Yep, that was a good episode.
Yeah, it's been a fun journey. So here we are. So yeah, go check us out, FrankenCon, June 26th, 27th, and 28th. We will be there that Saturday, and come say hi.
Yep.
Anything?
We might say hi back.
I probably won't. I'll panic.
No, she won't.
I'll just stand there and be like, oh my God, I don't know what to do with my hands. I don't think there's anything else. No updates, really.
We've done a few things. I mean, we've upgraded a few things in here. I mean, we've done.
We've already covered that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, I guess you can delete that then.
Nope, I'm leaving it in.
I wasn't paying attention, I guess.
That's normal.
It's not nice.
That's all we really have for updates. Seth and Tori are still living their little lives, working yep. and taking care of a baby, and Tori's taking care of her kitty cats and her apartment flooding.
Oh my gosh.
Which we dimed her out. So a couple episodes ago, I was teasing her because she said, I think I put it at the end as a blooper reel, but she went to tell Seth that she's got mold in her apartment and it's been this huge ordeal. So we got a bunch of rains here in Texas not too long ago, and her apartment complex did not clean out the drains, which means all of the rain, and it was a downpour of rain, was literally pouring into their front door of their apartment. Mm-hmm. It literally had 2 inches of water in their apartment. So she's been struggling with that. Poor girl. So, yeah.
Yeah, I feel for her.
Yeah, I do too. But
we've never had that happen before, but we had that time where we had the tree come through the skylight.
Yes. We literally went to, well, before that, it started leaking.
Yeah.
We went to Oklahoma for a week and came back, and basically the roof had started to fall because it decided to leak while we were in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And went everywhere. But that's enough of that. Let's get to our story.
Yep.
I'm hot. It's hot in here. I keep hearing something on me. Oh, it's that. I was going to say, I keep hearing a pop sound. Ugh, I should have put my hair up. It's so hot in here.
It's really not that bad, but you're wearing
sweating.
Sweatpants.
Yeah, I'm sweating. Okay.
Hot flashes. He's getting old.
We don't talk about Bruno.
Who's she?
That's Bruna.
Mm. Brouhaha.
Brouhaha. Better be nice. I'm going to go talk to a brouhaha. Okay. So.
The fuck is a brouhaha?
Isn't that a witch?
I don't know.
Pretty sure.
I was just making stuff up.
You didn't know.
Little did I know, I was calling on the devil.
There you have it. Just don't say Mr. P's name.
Yeah. Or your name 3 times.
Yeah, don't say my name 3 times. I'll show up in your dreams.
You already do. Well, those are nightmares, I guess.
Okay. So, you already know what we're covering today. We are covering Mineral Wells and the Baker Hotel.
Yep.
You're getting a twofer.
Yep. I'm excited, too, because that was where we went to the Hill House.
Yes, we went and did our first ghost hunt together at, oh, it's Quirky texting us. Hey, guys, so it'll already be too late, but at 8:26 on Friday, the Remember That episode's posted, so go check it out.
Yeah, we'll have to watch it after this.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're covering the Mineral Wells Baker Hotel, which is where we went for the Hill House. My brain is not firing tonight. This is going to be great.
Yeah.
And I'm fidgety, and I'm hyper, and I'm tired at the same time.
Well, do we need to wait?
Nope. We're going for it. Full send.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Are you scared?
No, I'm not okay. Scared.
So that's where we went for the Hill House. We got to go do the ghost hunt. Do you know what episode that is? Probably should have looked at that.
I can't remember what episode that is. Every time we do one, I ask you what episode it is.
It was one of our episodes. It's in the description. Go find it. Haunted Hill House. It was really cool. Lots of cool experiences. We talked about it. Got a little bit of cool evidence, whether it's paranormal, whether we're hearing stuff. It's fun.
Yeah, it was a great time.
Go listen. Definitely recommend.
It was so much fun.
All right. So let me get comfortable first. Because I've already moved around 5 times.
And shout out to the Haunted Hill House. They did a good job with that.
Oh, 100%. And sending more prayers. So that is actually why we're doing this episode this week. We were going to do it a couple of weeks ago, and they got hit with a tornado in Mineral Wells.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, it did not hit the Hill House, but it did affect. I think it's actually part of the story today that it hit. There's a military base there,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's what took a lot of the hit from the tornado.
Okay.
So, with that being said, are you ready to jump into it?
Yeah, I'm ready when you are.
I'm not ready. I need a drink.
Let's talk about Mineral Wells and
crazy water.
The crazy mineral healing waters of Mineral Wells.
Well, we're gonna go back, way back to 1877. James and Armada Lynch decided to travel west from Denson, Texas with their 10 children. 10 children. That's a lot of kids.
You know, it gets really clear when you get really close to the microphone.
You mean get closer? Some ASMR. I guess I'll do this then.
You better stop that.
Oh, okay. Oh, God. Okay. That's what causes 10 children. Okay. 10 children. We have three. I don't need 10. I would go insane with 10 children. Can you imagine? 10 children.
Oh, I could definitely imagine it.
Moving on. They also took their 50 head of livestock. The Lynches suffered from what they called rheumatism.
Well, you back then, you would need 10 kids to herd 50 cattle.
And this is really bad, but I was talking, it may have been Steve that said this, but we were talking about kids, and he's like, yeah, maybe he was talking about his mom maybe or something, and they're like, yeah, we had so many kids because we didn't know how many were going to make it, so
yeah.
You just had more kids, and if you lost one, I mean, yeah, you're sad, but you got 10 more.
I think he was joking.
Yeah, I think he was joking, but I thought that was funny.
Oh, like, I know back in, like, you know, certain time periods, they did do that because they needed the labor for their farms and things like that. So they would have 5, 6, 10, 15 kids.
Not me.
But then you got to feed them.
Yeah. We'd go broke in this economy.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Well, they were moving. They needed a drier climate because they suffered from what was called rheumatism. And that is basically an old general term that people would use back then to describe pain, stiffness, inflammation in the joints, muscles, and connective tissues. So it's kind of like a catch-all. Mm-hmm. And in modern medicine, it's still kind of a catch-all label for a group of conditions now called rheumatic diseases. FYI, did you know that?
Kind of.
Okay, well, we're just having a review. So for just $240, they were able to buy about 80 acres of land in what is now known as Mountain Wells.
Wow. Could you imagine now? Now, 80 acres of land is damn near $1 million.
Yeah. $240. That came out weird.
Crazy. I say $1 million. I think it's like, I seen it the other day, it was like $28,000 an acre or some crazy shit like that.
Well, I was like, well, how much was $240 back in 1877? That would, even then, it's only a $7,000. $7,000 for 80 acres.
Wow.
Well, they really weren't close to a water source that they could depend on other than the Brazos River, which was about 4 miles away from their land that they were getting. Mr. Lynch would drill a well 41 feet deep, but it was dry. So the family continued bringing water from the river. In 1880, Mr. Lynch exchanged a pair of family oxen with a well driller. So he's like, if you drill a well, I'll give you two of my oxen. And that driller would drill down on the family's land, and he was able to find water. Finally, the family would have easy access to water. They would not have to make those long trips anymore. And they began drinking and using this water, but noticed that it had a strange taste compared to the water that they had been getting from the river. And after a few days of drinking the water, they also noticed that they were starting to feel better. And all of their pains just seemingly to go away. So word started to spread, and soon people were lined up wanting to try Lynch's miracle water.
Mm-hmm.
However, when the Lynches had the well drilled, it was only meant for family use, requiring only about 100 gallons a day. So to avoid drying up the well, Mr. Lynch began limiting who could drink the water. Only people who were truly ill could drink from their well in hopes that it would help cure whatever ailment they had. So he would like vet these people as they were coming in. And if they were like, I just want to try it, he's nope, you, not you. But little Billy over there, he looks sick. He looks sick and he needs some well water.
Well, I mean, at least he was kind enough to make sure that that happened.
Yeah. Well, after about a year, the Lynch family well would see about 3,000 visitors per day.
Wow. Wow. That's a lot.
That's a lot of people.
Yep. Holy crap.
The town would begin to grow, and more people began settling the area. So they started drilling their own wells, too.
Mm-hmm.
That thing's going to fall on me.
Quit leaning on it.
Well, I'm trying to look at you, and I'm trying to be close to the mic, so. William Wiggins, a.k.a. Uncle Billy, would drill his own well in 1881. Why are you laughing?
Reminded me of my dad.
Oh. Well, he would drill his own well in 1881, hoping to have some of the success that Mr. Lynch had. A local, this is not my words, but a local crazy woman would set up camp near this new well. As people would pass by making their way to this well, she would ask them to fill her bucket up. As she began drinking the water day after day, she seemed to be cured as well. So it just took all her crazy away, just drinking the water. Uncle Billy would soon take advantage of the popularity and healing properties.
We're going to need to take you to some speech therapy class.
Well water? Maybe the well water will fix
maybe
me.
Maybe so. Maybe we should revisit and go get a case of that water, I guess.
Yeah, they still sell it. Well, he would build a wellness resort called the Crazy Water Retirement Hotel. The locals began calling it the Crazy Lady Well, and it soon shortened to the Crazy Well.
I wonder what she did that made people call her the Crazy Lady.
I know. Like, why was she the Crazy Lady?
I don't know. People are mean, though.
And this was back in the 1800s. Like, she literally could have just been, like, reading a book or,
yeah,
like, I got some vibes about you and you ain't looking too good. And they're like, oh, witch, you know?
I mean, that was a little after that time, you know, but people probably still had the...
That was still that time. Like, they would send her to the asylum.
Well, yeah, I guess they could make her go to, like, insane asylum, but, like, the witch times were over by then.
Well, I wasn't thinking, like, witch.
You said that, though.
Okay. So that's what we're doing. We're fighting. We're arguing.
I guess.
We're choosing violence.
You want to do that on air right now?
Let's do it.
Let's go. Let's get it over with right here.
I was going to say the Mortal Kombat thing, but it blanked.
Get over here.
Well, the Crazy Water Company would be created, and they began selling the Crazy Water. Beneath the town of Mineral Wells are layers of rock that hold water called aquifers. I'm also going to be very honest. I wrote these notes like 3 weeks ago, so I'm relearning all of this with you because I don't remember any of it. Well, these formed over millions of years as rainwater soaked into the ground and then was trapped between the rock's layers. This area has a lot of sandstone and limestone, which also may explain some of what we're fixing to get into.
Mm-hmm.
And the Haunted Hill House, too. That would explain some of it.
Mm-hmm.
As water moves underground, it dissolves minerals from the surrounding rock, making the water rich in magnesium, calcium, sodium, and lithium. Lithium is a big part of one of the reasons the water has a miracle cure reputation. Studies show that areas that have a higher trace amount of lithium tend to have lower suicide rates.
Mm-hmm.
Lithium is known to have a calming effect in low doses. Crazy Water Company still produces bottled water today. They even have a rating system of 1 to 4. The higher the mineral content there is, the higher the number. The higher the mineral content is associated with a metallic or salty taste.
No kidding.
Nope. being serious right now.
I really kind of want to try that. I'm curious.
Well, I guess when we go back to Haunted Hill House, we can try
some. I wish we would have known that when we were there. I would have got some.
Yeah, I wish we would have known some of this.
Man, that makes me want to go look again.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a cool little town.
Yeah, it was definitely really cool. The healing properties of the water would spread even farther than just locals and caused a huge growth in the town. By the 1900s, Mineral Wells became known as the nation's great health resort. The town itself only had about 8,000 residents, but soon would be visited by about 150,000 people per year. More than 125 wells were dug across the town, making Mineral Wells an important spa and wellness destination.
I can see that. I mean, I believe in the minerals and stuff in water and having healing properties.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I really do. And then, there's a lot of stuff that I've heard on Joe Rogan with a lot of these people that he talks to, and there's a lot of holistic type stuff that makes a lot of sense. And we don't get a lot of that stuff anymore because everything's overly processed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of wild that we've let that happen over the years. And then we have all these chemicals and stuff that
we just put in our bodies freely.
Yeah, well, there's 12,000 some chemicals that the U.S. allows to be put in food and everything else, and then everywhere else in the world, there's only 2,000 that are allowed.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, by 1920, there were more than 400 wells. At first, visitors would just stay at the local hotels and boarding houses, averaging about $7 to $10 per week. Not bad for a hotel stay for a week.
So, I mean, I guess all these people must have been, working on these wells all the time or what?
I guess. Well, I talk about it a little bit.
Okay.
You could also purchase water cards. It was an all-you-can-drink pass for just $1 per week. That's crazy to me. Doctors began moving to the area, bringing wellness spas where patients could bathe in the healing waters. The crazy hotel was then bought by Dallas businessman Carr P. Collins after a fire in 1925. It was 7 stories tall, had over 100 guest rooms, its own wells, and had a rooftop garden that would host orchestras to play for entertainment.
That's kind of cool.
Locals were mad that one of the most successful businesses was owned by a Dallas businessman rather than a local. So they're like, this outsider's in here taking all this money. Why aren't we taking advantage of this? So a group of men, they would get together, they'd put together their money, and they approached T.B. Baker, a wealthy Texas oil and businessman, and asked him to help finance and build another hotel. On November 22nd, 1929, the Baker Hotel would open, which I'm fixing to tell you a little bit about the Baker. We got to see it, and I'll post a picture now of it while we were there. I cannot wait for them to open up this freaking hotel.
Yeah, it's really cool looking.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. How many stories was that? I don't remember.
Well, let me tell you, because that's in my very next sentence.
Awesome, cool.
It has 14 stories.
Oh, wow.
Over 450 guest rooms, suites, spas, and dining entertainment rooms. It cost about $1.25 million to build. Local citizens raised about $150,000 for the project, and that would roughly be about a $25 million hotel.
Yeah, today. I believe that because that thing is huge. And then the pool out in the courtyard was...
Oh, I'm just going to post some pictures, too.
It was beautiful, guys.
I found some pictures of it, in its heyday.
Yeah.
What I would have given
to
go there. I just realized Krampus is staring at me.
Yeah.
And it's kind of freaking me out.
He's got that one-eyed crazy look right now.
And his tongue sticking out. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they would have celebrity guests visit this hotel, including the Three Stooges, Judy Garland, Clark.
Which of the Three Stooges?
All three.
Well, there was a couple others.
I don't know. Don't ask it questions.
You need to know these things.
It was the three stages. I think it was the OG ones.
All right, moving on.
Okay. Clark Gable, Helen Keller, LB Johnson, Ronald Reagan, and even Bonnie and Clyde hid out at the Baker in the 1930s.
Now that is awesome.
Pretty freaking cool, which I don't, if I say it on down the story, just ignore me. But I was looking into the Bonnie and Clyde thing, and they were hiding out in there. And I guess what they would do is they would take they took the rug or carpet and peeled it back in the hallway so that if somebody was approaching their room, they would hear the footsteps and be alerted to, I guess, either get away, have a shootout. I don't know. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Hmm.
Well, this hotel had a hydraulic system that could deliver ice water to rooms. It had automatic lighting tied to door locks.
Like it had a dumbwaiter to every single room?
I guess so, to deliver ice water.
That's wild.
Automatic lighting tied to door locks, an in-house laundry drop system, and early... I think that's supposed to say air conditioning systems added later.
Probably.
It says sir. Early sir conditionings.
Yeah, it's definitely.
Well,
was this one of the ones you were typing in a hurry?
I don't do that.
Girl.
I always type in the hurry. And I don't type in a hurry. I don't pay attention. So I'll be watching something and typing at the same time. Or I'll be typing and the kids will come in and I'll just like look at them and finish typing what I'm doing.
And there's no proofreading, guys, at all. So sometimes she'll send you a text that makes zero sense.
If I don't say it right now, it will leave my mind and I'll forget.
Well, you probably forgot in the middle of the text the way it looks.
So I just spew it out and hit send. And then I read it.
You're right. It looks like throw up.
I was going to say, and then I read it and go, you're a freaking idiot. You can proofread a little bit, maybe. Maybe just a little bit.
I wouldn't call you an idiot.
It looks like it. Well, unfortunately, the mid-1930s brought new federal regulations of medical advertising. So the water... you know how we were just talking about proofreading?
Yeah.
I'm just going to read it how I put it, okay? The water miracle waters of mineral wells. Moving on. Could not be advertised as a cure-all for your ailments.
Did you have a stroke just then?
No, this was 3 weeks ago, so.
Should I be worried?
I'm still here. Like I said, I did this 3 weeks ago. So in the 1930s, they obviously changed the regulations for medical advertising, and part of it is they couldn't put this water as a cure-all anymore. They couldn't advertise it like that anymore. It also didn't help that antibiotics were discovered and then they were starting to treat illnesses rather than drink this water, which I'm sure the water helped, like like we just talked about
a minute ago.
But antibiotics have been discovered by this point.
Yeah, and obviously antibiotics were a huge leap in medical discovery, but
yeah.
I mean, like I said, there's a lot of things that you can just do naturally that do the same thing that a lot of these pharmaceutical drugs do. And are natural.
Yeah. Well, then the Great Depression and World War II hit. Gas prices went up, and what used to be like an easy day trip from Dallas became almost impossible for visitors between the gas and everything going on. The day trips from Dallas basically stopped. However, with World War II, it also brought a new era for the hotel. Fort Walters, I think you say it Walters, it's W-O-L-T-E-R-S, Walters.
Yeah, I'm going to say you're probably right.
Well, that was nearby, and it became the largest infantry replacement base in the country. 30,000 soldiers passed through its gates in 1942 alone.
Wow.
The Baker would cater to both civilians and military personnel. During the 1950s, political parties and conventions would be held at the Baker. In the late 1950s, T.B. Baker was ready to retire. He's like, I've had enough. It's not doing as well as it used to. I'm old. So he actually didn't have any kids of his own, but he did have a nephew named Earl. And Earl took over, and he, as soon as he took it, he said, I'm going to operate this hotel until my 70th birthday. And he stayed true to his word, and on April 30th, 1963, the hotel would be closed right after his 70th birthday.
Wow.
2 years later, the hotel would be purchased for $375,000 by a group of investors.
What?
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Crazy.
$375,000.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
1965.
So that was probably a couple million then, I guess.
I didn't do the conversion on that one. Sorry. Dropped the ball.
I don't know. I'm curious to know what that would have been. But that still seems hella low.
Yeah, it does. But it wasn't doing that great. I mean, they just weren't getting the visitors like they would. And it's, Mineral Wells is a really cool place to visit, but there's not a whole lot going on around there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they would attempt to reopen the hotel. However, when Fort Walters closed, this would mean there would no longer be families traveling to the area to visit the enlisted soldiers. So that's another strike against them.
Yeah, I could see that.
The Baker would close again in March of 1970 when Earl Baker was visiting the hotel one last time on December 3rd, 1967. He would die of a massive heart attack at the hotel.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. He died at the hotel. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep. He was going back right before they sold it. He was going back just kind of one last little visit and had a major heart attack and died.
That's crazy.
Well, as the hotel sat empty for decades, stories of it being haunted carried on. Texas Escapes had a really good write-up on some of the encounters. Stories of the Baker being haunted happened long before it ever closed its doors. The first account came from an employee of the hotel during the 1950s. He seen the ghost of a woman on the seventh floor. She is thought to possibly be Mr. Baker's mistress.
Uh-oh.
Distraught from her affair, she would jump from the top of the building. The exact year of the incident has not been verified, but the room she supposedly stayed in was a suite on the seventh floor.
Was there any, like, ever verified proof of someone jumping from there?
Not that I've seen.
Interesting.
I should have looked at it a little bit farther, but we'll have to look again and see.
Yeah, we need to revisit this.
Yeah.
Because I bet there's a lot of stuff, like a lot of stuff that you had to skip over because there's so much information.
Yeah. Well, many have reported smelling her perfume. Other reports include wine glasses found in this room when they were vacant with a lipstick stain on them. So nobody's staying in that hotel, nobody's supposed to be going in there. And the maids would go clean it up and they would find a glass with lipstick stains on it.
Nah, them girls were trying to get him in trouble.
Huh?
Putting lipstick stains on his collar before he got home.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what that's what was happening. They were going to see the ladies of the night, like we talked about before.
They're going over to Haunted Hill House.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Which I did not see anything about tunnels to Haunted Hill House. Mm-hmm. I was hoping it would say something, but I didn't see anything.
Yeah. If that is a thing, which the heck was that?
The computer.
Oh.
Okay, if that's a thing, what?
I completely lost my train of thought now.
ADHD.
Yeah, I squirreled. That little whatever notification sound threw me completely off.
I guess so. Well, this area is a hot spot for seeing the rumored mistress named Virginia. She had red hair and is often seen flirting with men. This ghost. Ghost Adventures actually visited the baker, and they allegedly caught footage of the door of her room opening on its own, and then they would see temperature fluctuations. And after the EVP session, they caught a voice saying, "Water, drink the water." They also caught a voice in the basement of a child calling out for mama, which I can't remember if I saved those. I don't think I did because I was worried about copyright, but you can find them online.
The kid ones creep me out the most.
Yeah, and it does, I will admit. Zach Bagans, he's entertaining. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
I'll just leave it at that. He's very entertaining, but I could find the video online. So if you go look, you can find it.
Yeah.
Well, caretakers of the building will walk through on the weekends and often see figures. One night, near the main lobby on the first floor, they heard the distinct sound of heels walking across the lobby. When they went to investigate, the sound would fade away and no one else would be in the building. On another night, the same employee was checking a breaker that would be tripped almost nightly. While he was checking it, he heard footsteps approaching quietly behind him. He turned around and no one was there. And in that, he almost said it almost felt like when he was messing with it, he felt like whoever was walking up on him, it was almost like they're just checking him out. Like, what are you doing? You're not really supposed to be messing with that.
Mm-hmm.
And he even said, like, hey, I'm just fixing the breaker. Like, I'm here to help. I'm just doing my job. And he said right after he said that, it almost felt like it just dissipated and the feeling went away.
Wow.
Another incident happened when a group of World War II veterans were getting a private tour of the baker. They were in the dining room called Brazos, and suddenly the group began hearing glasses and dishes clicking and muffled conversation and the sound of an orchestra playing. No one else was in the building at the time, and this was the only report of this happening since.
Yeah, that happens, I'm out. I'm gone. I'm not sticking around.
And to me, it's very interesting, you know, to have these World War II veterans come in and all of a sudden something like that happens and it hasn't happened since. So something with them triggered it to just.
Yeah. And like there's so many different types of hauntings. And sometimes those hauntings are attached to different people and different things, different places.
And with it being that close to that military base,
yeah.
And then, you know, did they have families come in and out of there? Is that why they were visiting? Is because they were there often? Like, let's go check it out.
And that's a possibility, too. I mean, there's a lot of different factors that kind of go into play with some of those things, you know, as we've come to discover doing a lot of our research. I mean, it's just... It's interesting to see the different things that happen at different places to different people.
Yeah.
And sometimes maybe it's because they're in a different place in their life at the time that they can be receptive to those things or not.
Right. Well, reports in 1990s came from attendants that worked at a bank across the street. They said that random windows would open and close at the baker, and at that time, no one was staying or working at the hotel. So I think it was closed down at this point. One local psychic has stated that there seems to be many ghosts at the baker. She once communicated with a little boy about 8 years old who had died in the hotel in 1933.
God, again, the kid stuff really creeps me out.
Oh, just wait. So he died there when his family was visiting for treatments for his leukemia. She said that a large shaggy dog always accompanied the child, and the boy was watched by an unknown older woman who was always near him. That's kind of crazy.
I might not be able to sleep tonight after this, guys.
We got to get up early. You better get some sleep because I plan on napping on the way.
No, I was going to nap while I was driving.
No.
You guys won't let me do that. Why? Cars drive themselves now, haven't you heard?
Not yours.
Well, it kind of does.
Well, the psychic would say that ghosts are often of people who had visited the Baker, but they didn't actually die there. So she said the majority of the ghosts there, they didn't even die there. They just, I guess, loved the place. They enjoyed it. And so they go back there.
Yeah.
Except for this one. One report, and that there is evidence of this. One report is of a pilot who attended flight training at Fort Walters in 1960s. He was killed in a helicopter crash while at Fort Rook in Alabama. He had returned to the Baker, but he was still in the as a ghost. So after the crash in Alabama, they started seeing his ghost at the Baker. He was still in the traumatic state from the crash.
Wow.
Many claims include bursts of cold air, voices. I need to start proofreading. Let's just read it again. We're just going to read it as I put it.
These typos are crazy, bro.
It says, many claims include bursts of cold air, voices, and disembodied voices.
Oh, okay.
So you've got voices and you've got disembodied voices. They're so different.
So you got bodied voices and disembodied voices.
Okay.
So yourself and ghosts.
You got both. So that...
You need to stop doing this when you're tired.
Why? It's fun. Oh, I'm sitting here trying to move the mouse on here. I feel like an idiot. So with the new setup, we have... Shut the hell up. So,
bro.
So that's the history of Mineral Wells. That's the history of Mineral Wells and the Baker. But so I went online and I found a couple of videos. I will link them in the show notes. I actually reached out to one of the guys. Was like, hey, can I use your video? He's mm-hmm. like, heck yeah. And he actually started following us.
Oh,
and
he
comments on our show every now and then. So
welcome to the Guilty and the Ghostly. Welcome. We appreciate the follow.
And I think his is actually the last one that I have. So we're trying this. This is a completely new. Hopefully it works out. And here is the first one. It's about 6 minutes long, but it is kind of important for the whole story that he says everything.
Is that actually going to play on here?
We're going to try it.
Wow, okay. We're trying new stuff, guys.
I don't know if it'll play on the screen, though. Let me see. Because Cade does it. Cade, how do you do that?
Presentation, maybe?
No, because you got to pay for that. Okay, I think it's going to work, guys. All right, so here is the first one.
Asked, can you tell me your name? Didn't hear anything. I'm like, can you tell me my name? And this is how loud it was. It wasn't a faint little whisper. It was so echoing loud in that spy area. It said, Neil Berthrum freaked me out because it was so loud, wasn't expecting it. And then I thought for sure it's the rest of the team, they're goofing on me. So I start running to find them and going and going and going. And they're at the other end of the third floor, the other end of the building, sitting down on the floor doing a ghost box session. I tell them what I just heard. What just happened? None of them were out of breath. I was the only one out of breath because I chased down the hallway trying to find them. And upon further listening to this, it sounded like it was Latin. So I reached out to a priest that I know down in San Antonio. And I said, hey, can you tell me, is this Latin? Because it sounds like it's saying Neo Berthrum. And well, I'll let you listen to it now.
Can you tell me my name?
So the priest emailed me back, said, listen to the file. Yes, it sounds like it's Latin. And Neo Berthrum, Neo means to stir. And Berthrum is the underworld or the stirrer of the underworld. The thing that got me was I didn't ask what its name was. I didn't ask what it was I did. I asked what my name was. And then when I hear that response of Neobarathrum, that kind of bothered me because I'm like, you know, I don't want to be stirrer of the underworld. And I want to say about 2 years had passed. And that had still bothered me. Bothered me to the point to where I was like, you know what, I want to revisit that EVP and I just want to listen. And then I want to play it backwards. Maybe there's something else there because, you know, it's been reported before that you can catch an EVP and it's actually gibberish sounding, but if you play it backwards, it actually makes total sense. So I played it backwards and it sounded to me like it said, "Where are you?
Can you tell me my name?
Do you imagine hearing that and you going to find your buddies and they're just chilling? I wouldn't have thought to do that.
Me either.
That's creepy.
Wow.
I guess that was when it was going backwards earlier.
Yeah, it was.
So yeah, that was one of them that I thought was interesting. And hopefully this is working. And then here is the next one. I want to
see. Still shows you Sharon.
Yeah, I know. It's fine. I was just making sure we're still going. Okay, here's the next one I found. The North Texas Ghost Society. So this is the EVP they captured. Third floor.
Is that you? Is that you?
So wow. That's pretty creepy. And here is the third one that I found. So here's an apparition that they find. Watch, like, right in this area right here. Oh my god, you scared me.
Oh shit. It looks like an animal though.
Let's start again. You can see it start over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I saw that.
Maybe a raccoon.
I can see that, or maybe like a spot.
That's too blurry, you can't tell. But yeah, you can definitely see something run across.
It's definitely weird, but honestly it looks like a some kind of animal.
You scared the crap. My heart's beating because when you said that, it came through the headphones. It scared me. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, I think this is that same video. Is it? Yeah, this is that same one. Okay, so we'll skip that one.
Put it on there twice.
Look. Okay, listen. I don't know. Yes, I sure did. Okay. So this is the one that I reached out to the guy, and now that he follows us. So he was very interesting. He reminds me of Doobie.
Yeah, he kind of does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Going through some of my old evidence, I got a wild one for you guys. Wait till you see this. Well, that'll be on the camera. That's right.
You say that's right?
Well, that'll be on the camera. That's right.
You say that's right?
We found one. Y'all want to see this building torn down? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I do.
You don't want this building.
Would that, if this building was torn down, would that release you? So that first clip was easy. It said, that's right. And the second one, when I was talking about tearing a building down, sounded like he said, yeah, I do. I don't know if tearing that building down would help him or not, but he seems to think it would.
So if I tear this building down, will that release you? Is that why you want this building torn down?
Touch it again.
That's weird.
I feel cold. Are you?
Close the piano again. Dad, again.
I knew you
Thank
were
you.
Here. Thank you. I knew you were here. I felt you.
Yeah, some interesting orb activity. When that orb flew over near that REM pod and set it off, that was unusual.
Go ahead and light it all the way up. Please.
Good job.
Thank you. Is this Jacob?
Oh, shit.
Is this you, Jacob?
There was like five freaking orbs coming right to
I saw them on the screen.
Did you see it?
I could see them on the screen here, yeah.
Everyone,
another one. Right as it lit up, one went right by.
Now. I'm freezing.
Yeah, I am too. I got a cold chill. Y'all here now? Yes?
Are you here? Light that up again. Thank you. You're doing a really good job.
Appreciate that.
I wish the camera wasn't out of batteries.
What Morse code?
It is.
With short, it is Morse code. Short, short, long.
Yeah. Pretty clear.
That was very clear. That is crazy.
I guess they have a Jacob there, which is weird because the Hill House has Jacob.
Didn't they say it was in like Virginia though?
Huh?
Oh, he guessed it. Wow.
So he was asking if it was Morse code. Go follow him, guys. Like I said, I'll post all of the links on our page. That way you can have access to it. You can go directly to them. Now, what were you saying about this?
I thought it said something about Virginia at the very beginning.
Did I pick the wrong video?
You might look. Yeah.
So that wasn't even the baker. That's okay. So now we're going to have to look this up. St. Albans Sanatorium? What is that?
Preview for our next episode, guys.
Yeah. Okay, so the other ones were the baker. That one was not.
Hey, it was a happy accident because we found something else to look up.
Yeah. All right, I just took a picture of that so we can watch that too.
And that was some crazy activity.
Yeah, for sure.
So that'll be a cool one.
Yeah.
I mean,
I haven't heard of that
place. So what? You made a mistake. It was kind of cool. We got to see something new.
We got a twofer. Yeah. We got a threefer.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Look, listen.
I'll have to go and follow that guy. He seems like he'd be a good one to follow.
I watched a few of his videos. I like him. Yeah. Like, he reminds me a lot of... So Josh used to work with a guy. His literal nickname was Doobie.
Oh, yeah. And that guy was for good reason. Else, bro.
For good reason. He was the sweetest, craziest old man you'd ever meet in your life.
Emphasis on the crazy part.
And he looked a lot like that guy in that video. So. Mm-hmm. But I think that's why I gravitated towards him, because he reminded me of him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel like an idiot now because I put the wrong video for a wrong location. So.
Look, as much as you have on your plate, it's bound to happen once in a while for you to make a mistake. I know you think you're perfect.
I'm just like...
And I think you're perfect.
Bob Ross, happy little accident.
But you can't be perfect all the time. And we just have to accept that.
I'm so embarrassed. That's freaking awesome. Okay, well... You got some extra bonus episodes. Hopefully that works. Like I said, we're trying this new system. Hopefully that'll share on the screen. If not, I'll insert the video and you may or may not get our
reaction.
So, but yeah, that's it. That's the baker.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, guys. I was proud to be part of this one. I actually really enjoy some of this history stuff, especially the history on things that are haunted like this. I mean, that's something that we've always really enjoyed as we've developed together, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we've always watched things like this.
Oh, yeah. We've always been into the spooky, creepy.
I mean, our movie collection is like 97% horror movies.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is. So I've been enjoying it, too. And we've got some, we've got one location for sure that's in the works. We're going to just have to get our schedules all to match up. And we're going to go do that one soon. And we're starting to look into others. So hopefully we'll have a lot more scary, more personal stories.
Yeah.
If this is your first time listening to us, I swear I'm not this crazy.
She's lying.
I might be. It's just been a weird week. And we've been busy. And it's just been weird. You can hear Goose.
Yeah, I could hear Charlie earlier too.
I know. So if you hear any bird noises while those videos were going, our dog was over here whining, wanting it in the bed or in the room. So She likes to talk. But yeah, if this is your first time listening, I swear I'm normally not this bad. But that was fun.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
And our hearts go out to the people that were affected by those storms.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I couldn't imagine having to rebuild. Yeah. And I'm hoping this works because maybe we can just do one episode where we just look up creepy videos and watch them and react. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that was actually kind of fun. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. So we're trying new things. We're hoping it works. We're new equipment, new setups, and hopefully it'll just make the show better. For the ones that have listened from the very beginning, we appreciate you guys. We've got a creepy episode coming up. Gary, I cannot wait to share your stories. It is going to be so good. I want to make sure we do it justice. So that'll be coming up soon. And send us your creepy tales, whether it's a video, if you got video evidence, if you got photos, if you just have a story you want to send it to us so that we can play and talk about it and break it down. I love when he gets creeped out because he doesn't get creeped out like I do. And
no,
so
not normally.
It's a lot of fun to creep him out, to see him say, whoa, that's creepy. And Seth's really easy to scare.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and with the new setup, it'll be easier when they come in here to watch stuff. So
it will. It'll be a whole lot easier.
Yep.
Because now that we have the monitor and we have all this other stuff, I mean, that chair there, not necessarily going to be as easy, but.
Well, I'm probably going to move it because very rarely do we get all four of us in here.
Yeah.
But even if when he does remote, I mean, he still sees and hears everything that we do. So we're working on it. Just got to get our schedules in line. Again, we appreciate the support. Go like, follow, subscribe, comment, share. All of that helps. It helps us get the algorithm out, gets us more listeners, helps us build this community. We can get more creepy stories and things to cover. Send us your suggestions. If you want anything covered in particular, send it to us. Sometimes I get a little overwhelmed. There's so many stories that I want to cover that it's hard to just pick one. So I just finally decided I'm just going to research a bunch of them and say, okay, Josh, here's a general overview of these. Which one do you want? And that's what we did tonight.
Yep.
That was kind of fun.
It was good to do that too, because it kind of, I guess I kind of felt like part of the process.
Can't sit with me.
Where you're not just dropping one on me and surprising me with crazy ass Ted Bundy.
I've got one coming for you.
Oh, God dang it.
It's that one I told you about. It's unsolved.
Okay.
Yeah, but that one's a good one.
Yeah. I mean, not that I didn't like doing that, but good Lord, there are some depraved people out there.
There is. There is. All right. Well, that's it for tonight. We're fixing to go pick our daughter up from work. So yeah,
do your thing. Like, comment, subscribe, share.
We got all the links in the show notes, so all you got to do is one click away and you can follow us. And we appreciate you guys.
Yeah, we do.
So join us next week where the guilty confess.
And the ghostly never rest.
Bye, guys.
See y'all later.